I know today's press conference, very serious. Very serious, and I think there is the I'm in the same boat as you, boss man, answer by Deshaun that maybe didn't land.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and say confidently it did not land.
That did not go the way he thought it was going to go, yes.
But again, I will give him points for not just showing up, but for trying to be in the moment. And you saw that in his interaction with reporters if he didn't understand the question, which we played in the last one here. Why was there not a question about Leroy Bickerstaff? Is it Deshaun's burner account or not?
So how would you word that question? Because I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about if I were in Berea and that were a question I wanted to ask, which I am sure that people in Berea wanted to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you ask that question? Because we all are making the assumption that is Deshaun or somebody that's close to Deshaun,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have any real proof. We think it might be. There are a lot of things that say, hey, this could maybe be, if this is Deshaun, I wouldn't be shocked. But we also don't have, hey, this tells me this actually is Deshaun. We don't have any concrete mm-hmm. proof of that.
Deshaun, there is a social media handle that people have speculated called Leroy Bickerstaff, that people have speculated is your burner account. Is that your account? There is no other way. And I know why, because here's the thing. There is some real downside to asking Deshaun Watson that question.
Yes, exactly.
Including having to look Peter in the eye as you walk out of that room. All right? At the same point, I kind of think it was an important question to ask because I think today might have been the day you got a real answer out of Deshaun Watson for it.
No, I don't think you're getting a real answer. You are getting from him a no, that's I don't know what that is. I'm staying off of social media to focus on football. That's the kind of answer you're getting from
so
him.
So when I say real, I meant a tell. I meant
oh well, you're not getting a yes. Even if it is him, you're not getting a yes.
But what I meant is in his answer, I think you would have been able to glean the truth. And I think the obvious follow-up is, do you have any burner accounts? Because I'll be honest with you, I have come to a point where if you have a burner account and you use it, or if somebody in your inner circle or in your family has a burner account to protect you, that feels so close to lackeyism that I lose respect for that person. If you yourself have a burner account, it actually makes you more empathetic to me. Because I can't imagine the level of delicate that you have to be to create a burner account simply to combat people saying nice things or saying mean things about you when all you have to do is just not go on social media.
Especially when you're in the position Deshaun is in. And I believe this Leroy Bickerstaff stuff came out or at least started. I don't know that it got as popular as it has over the last 24 hours before the new allegation came out. I don't believe whoever is running Leroy Bickerstaff has tweeted since the new allegation came out. And this is all just insane stuff to be saying out loud as I hear myself talk here. It's insane. I don't think that has happened since the new allegation. But
are we on Leroy Bickerstaff watch?
I mean,
is that
kind
where
of.
We are?
Do you have notification? Do you follow Leroy Bickerstaff?
No, Nick? But I think everybody else does.
Joe Thomas follows him.
Yeah, not just.
Or Leroy.
Half of follows him. Yeah, I mean, half of there's. He's got 4,385 followers. Like just looking at this, there are. Yeah, no, you're right. The last thing he said was something about if Four had a tackle like Trent Williams, he'd be able to show his greatness. Can I tell you that is a tale? That is a tell that I think somebody around him is Leroy Bickerstaff because, one, I've heard Quincy Avery call him Four.
Are you making an accusation?
Nope. No.
It's Quincy Avery.
No, I'm saying I have heard more people call – I've heard Deshaun call himself Four, which is in the
very
third person, I guess.
Very cringeworthy.
Like a lot of people who are close to Deshaun – his PR guy, I've heard them all call him Four instead of Deshaun. By the way, you're right. It is cringy and it is weird. I don't like when coaches do it. I think sometimes coaches don't always remember numbers, so like their names. So
yes.
The safer thing is to call them by their number. And you just do it out of the quarterback out of respect for the quarterback in the process, right? when you like identify with a number to where that is synonymous with Deshaun or myself or however you want to refer to yourself or other people, when other people do it, like when Quincy does it, and this is no slight to Quincy, it feels very hanger-on to me instead of two compadres, two people who are friends.
It just feels weird. And I think it's the weirdest when Deshaun calls himself. Yeah. Like, that to me is the strangest of all of these.
Because it's something beyond the third person. If you say...
Is it the fourth person?
If he says, Deshaun doesn't like that, that's a third person. If he says, that's not how Ford does things, I'm like, is there another... you said, is it the fourth person... Is it like the third degree cubed or squared or something?
It's bad is what it is. Yeah. It's cringeworthy. It's awful.
I actually think that's my biggest problem with Leroy Bickerstaff is not the existence, not the idea.
Not the content, just calling Deshaun Watson four.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about calling
him? That would be like
him...
calling myself Papa or something like that. What? That was just a very specific, had nothing to do with anything Shannon Sharp is trending for today. Not at all. I was simply making a point. Like, right there.
I'm not sure. Ken's still laughing from this morning. Now you are too.
I think we might have lost Danny. I thought we were going to lose him in four. Turns out it's 2:51 and 44 seconds.
That was good.
All right, now pick up the signal. Hey, Ken, go ahead.
So is it worse? Calling himself four, if this is him, or calling himself one of this generation's greatest athletes.
Yeah, I'd say
because that's part of that too. It's that the Browns are ruining not one of the league's best quarterbacks, not a great talent. No, one of this generation's greatest athletes.
Yeah, it's probably that. But again, like, it's so funny. I don't view, but like, if you had asked me 7 years ago, I would have been like, if you have a burner account, you are an idiot. Now, I get it. I mean, I personally don't get it. I do not have a burner account. I will never have a burner account. I actually think it's funny when people say bad things about me that I respond to them and just don't pay credit to like what they're saying, because I just don't put any stock into what people think about me, into what people think online. I also think I am the rarity in that.
You are.
And by the way, I'm speaking in absolutes. There are times where things get through the armor that I can admit that there have been times, and then I just walk away from social media.
Right.
But like, because one take that I've heard is, you know, him having a social media, that's even more concerning. No, it's not more concerning than his confidence on the field.
Yes.
Well, if you're confident on the field and unconfident in life, swing away.
Yeah.
Type away.
Because what Browns fans care about is the confidence on the field. I mean, look at a great example of this, Kevin Durant. Look at what Kevin Durant has had multiple burner accounts that have been found out before, argues with people online all the time. Maybe he doesn't have that off the field confidence, but what he does have is on the court confidence. He's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
Deshaun has all those same off the field things, it allegedly appears, or Leroy Bickerstaff does, but he doesn't have Kevin Durant's on court, on field type of success right now.
Just keep wanting to go to Leroy Jenkins. Every time I hear Leroy Bickerstaff, like, Leroy Bickerstaff. I'm going to turn that into like a drop for the show. It's just too damn good. That's such a... And by the way, if you chose this name to throw people off the scent, could you have not chosen a head coach that recently got fired?
In this town?
Like a guy that got run out of town? That's a little too ominous and on brand for a guy with a lot going against him there.